Title: The Impact of DoD's Enhanced Debriefings Rule on Bid Protest Timeliness. Content: On March 18, 2022, the Department of Defense, DoD, issued its long-awaited final rule implementing Section 818 of the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2018, NDAA FY 2018, and formally codifying defense contractors' rights to post-award enhanced debriefings. Contractors have been bound by a class deviation implementing these requirements since March 2018, with DoD only issuing its proposed rule in May 2021. Though the final rule largely tracks the proposed rule, it does include several important clarifications and, of course, directly impacts timeliness rules for filing post-award protests of DoD awards at the Government Accountability Office, GAO. The final rule implements Section 818 of the NDAA FY 2018, which amended DoD statutory authority at 10 U.S.C. 2305, to provide for certain required enhanced post-award debriefing rights for competitive negotiated contracts, task orders, and delivery orders that exceed $10 million. Section 818 also directed DoD contracting officers to permit follow-up questions to the government's debriefings, and to delay the overall timeframe for automatic suspension upon filing of a protest. To accomplish these goals, the final rule adds a new solicitation provision, FARS 252-215-7016, notification to offerors, post-award debriefings, for use in competitive negotiated solicitations, and a new contract clause, FARS 252-216-7010, post-award debriefings for task orders and delivery orders, for use in multiple award contracts. Applicability: when are enhanced debriefings required? Under the final rule, enhanced debriefings are required for contract awards valued at $10 million or more. This includes procurements for the acquisition of commercial items, including commercially available off-the-shelf, COTS items, as well as acquisitions for commercial services. The $10 million threshold is applicable both to negotiated procurements, as well as to the award of task or delivery orders. Importantly, the final rule does not directly impact an offeror's ability to request a standard debriefing pursuant to FAR 15.506A or FAR 16.505B6, which provides that post-award debriefings are permitted and, when requested, required for all negotiated procurements and for task or delivery orders exceeding $6 million. Content: what is an enhanced debriefing? Under the standard debriefing procedures in FAR Parts 15.506 and 16.505, contracting officers are required to provide offerors with a debriefing, including the basis for the selection decision and contract award. If an offeror provides a written request for such debriefing within 3 days of the offeror receiving notice of contract award. FAR 15.506A1. Contracting officers are encouraged to hold debriefings within 5 days of this request. FAR 15.506A2. Standard debriefings will not include a point-by-point comparison of offers, proposals, but generally will include the government's evaluation of the significant weaknesses or deficiencies in offeror's proposal, the overall evaluated cost or price and technical ratings of successful offeror and debriefed offeror, evaluations of debriefed offeror's past performance information, overall ranking of all offerors, summary of the rationale for award, the make and model of products to be delivered by the successful offeror if the acquisition is for commercial products, and reasonable responses to relevant questions about source selection procedures used. Notably, the standard debriefing procedures do not require contracting officers to respond to additional questions after the debriefing, or to turn over specific source selection information, which is the additional information provided by the final rule's enhanced debriefings. That is, DoD's enhanced debriefings must include all of the information stated in FAR 15.506D above, and must provide debriefed offerors the following: the opportunity to submit additional questions. Under the DoD enhanced debriefing procedures, contracting officers must give debriefed offers an additional 2 business days to submit questions in response to the requested and required debriefing. The contracting officer must respond to these follow-up questions within 5 business days. Tolling GAO's protest timeliness rules until the enhanced debriefing is concluded. Discussed further below. Written source selection decision document. The DoD NHA.